last month, you said you weren't going to swear. It was a challenge set for the next podcast. Do you remember this?
I do remember this. And if you look, I hadn't actually started recording.
Okay.
So this is all new. So you're going to have to kind of reiterate
I'm just setting down the ground rules. Last month, you said we were going to have a curse-free episode.
Yeah, I can do that.
Show.
I can do a curse-free.
I don't think you can. That was the point. I don't think you can.
And what happens if I do do it?
If you do it, mm-hmm. What if you do do it?
Well, what do I get if I have a curse free?
You get the respect of our listeners, finally.
Is that it?
For a change.
Is that really worth it? What do you mean for a change? I always get the respect of our listeners.
You get upgraded from sidekick status temporarily to co-host. For 2 hours of our life.
2 hours? You can be the show's only 30 minutes.
I meant in our real lives.
Okay, so just to let me know, what words can I not say?
The big three, obviously.
Yeah, which is the F.
The F, the C, and the S.
Okay.
You can't say the MF.
Okay, what about the B?
The male B or the female B?
You can't say either. What you would become...
You can't say the male or the female B.
What on earth's a female B?
The female dog.
Oh, yeah. And the male B is...
And you can't say the S of a B.
Okay.
And you can't say you effing B.
Okay.
And you can't say drop the gun, you effing B.
But if I couldn't say the F word, I wouldn't say the effing B.
Get down on the effing ground, you effing C.
Look, we've gone off.
Or I'll blow your brains off your head.
Off your head?
Off your head.
I mean, you're off your head.
I am.
And I would like to just say...
I'm having breakfast juice.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Richard and Steve podcast. I am your lovable Cockney co-host, Stephen Leslie Parks. And with me, as always, is my unfortunately jobless companion,
hooray!
Richard Shepherd. How are you, Richard?
I am drunk, thank you for asking.
And all those people, you think we're joking, we're not. He is actually having a glass of port. He's having a glass of port at 10:30.
In the evening.
In the a.m.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The evening.
On the a.m. of Monday. Honestly, this is ridiculous.
The thing was, my clock stopped, so every time I look at it, it says 6:40.
Yeah, but either way, it wouldn't be acceptable.
Which to me is either, I'm having an early start on a night drinking, or I've just come in.
That's a very early night.
And I'm just kind of rounding it off with a nice glass of port.
Okay, we are pretty much going to have more drink later, though, because I do intend to have a few drinks today.
And undoubtedly, there will be swearing, because let's face it, Steve, you cannot not swear for 30 minutes. As soon as you make one mistake, you'll be like, oh, bloody hell. Because I can swear.
But that word isn't a swear.
No, you can't say that either.
Why can't I? You said no effing or jeffing.
Anything that you couldn't say on Art Attack...
This is Neil Buchanan. He says all these words anyway.
Not only in public. Only if you're asking for his autograph. Only if you're like me and you're 12 and you go up to him outside Pebble Mill Studios and say, "Excuse me, Mr. Buchanan, love Art Attack. Can I have your autograph?" He goes, "Oh, f off, you little C." I'm Neil Buchanan.
Do not know who I am.
Don't look in my face. Don't look at my eyes.
Ah, but I can say things like,
"Who is this child? Get this child away from me. He smells of wee." Which wasn't my fault.
So people say that now, just they replace the word child with adult.
Yes.
Or person.
Get a job! Stop hanging around me! Stop shouting! Don't beg me for change!
Look, just going off the subject slightly, how has your month been?
My month has been grand, thank you very much.
Good. Could you please fill in our listeners to that small demographic that is hanging on to your every word?
What?
They want to know what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well,
small.
As fans of my Xbox avatar may know, I have recently had a massive reduction in facial and cranial hair.
I haven't actually seen your new avatar.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, you look a little bit like Stockton, I might add.
Aha! Speaking of, didn't you tell me last night when you were online that you saw Stockton's profile on Gaydar? Was that true?
No, because I'm not on Gaydar.
But didn't you say, you know, you're just looking on there and you did a search, and just for curiosity's sake, you saw his profile on Gaydar?
You mean you saw his profile on Gaydar?
No, I didn't see his... You told me you saw his profile on Gaydar. Or somebody who sounded a lot like him.
I probably could have done.
Okay, so what did it say?
I can't really say, because you said I'm not allowed to use swears.
What's he into?
S&M.
I thought he might be.
Vanilla.
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 Much like his complexion. It's plain and creamy.
He's into armpits, tattoos.
This is Matthew Stockton. The red right hand.
The red right... He's called the Red Right Hand for a reason, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Spanking.
I thought it was a red sword and a ring piece.
He likes nipples.
Who doesn't?
Nipple play is what he likes.
This is all nice.
Clamping of the old nipples.
Were there any photos?
He likes ball gesturing.
I don't even know what that is.
That's kind of like making fun of your balls.
I thought to me that sounds like you're like juggling with them.
Have you ever tried juggling with someone's testicles?
For the amusement of the king.
And let's be brutally honest, you probably have.
I've tried juggling with somebody's testicles. Not even my own.
Really?
No. How bored would you have to be to attempt to juggle with your own testicles?
How low would they have to be hanging in order for you to juggle?
Well, that's true.
I'd be worried about the tubes getting tweezed and, you know, twiddled and...
I'd be worried about the fact it wasn't much of a challenge, because jugglers, if you juggle two balls, they don't really care. It's when you juggle, like, four...
So not when you're in an orgy.
And a chainsaw.
And you...
Now, that's Ooh. Impressive.
If that would be impressive if you were juggling your own balls, if you had more than two, yeah. And a chainsaw.
I think conventional jugglers would probably look down on somebody who ball juggled, because it just isn't a challenge. There's no chance of them hitting the ground. Well, unless you're really unlucky. And it's like a two-ball maximum. It's not much of a challenge.
Can you juggle?
Can I juggle? No.
Why not?
I was actually offered the opportunity to learn how to juggle once.
From who?
I was at university. You can probably tell by my accent. And
pretentious git.
And my my overarching levels of erudition.
Oh my good lord.
And my...
it just gets worse!
The loquacious manner in which I expound my vocabulary. That I went to university for three whole years... It was a four-year course, by the
way. Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it?
I was so clever, they just kicked me out after 3 years.
Well, they basically like, look, mate, you're not really
You're
not really suited for this place.
Stop selling drugs to the freshmen and just get out.
What is a freshman, anyway?
It's the first year.
Okay, so what's also after a freshman?
A fresher.
Okay, isn't that like a refresher? Is that someone who's had to go back and do the year again?
I have no idea. Okay. A refresher? No, that's like a little sweetie. I like refreshers. But no, it's weird, there are no... terms for second year or third year person in English, really. In the American college system, they call them sophomores.
And like frats.
Yeah, fraternities and stuff like that. And but no, you just say, oh, I'm in my second year. Or, oh, my. You can't say you're a final year student or a finalist.
That makes it sound like you're in a game show.
It does, doesn't it? I'm a finalist. I could win a microwave oven. No, at the end of the course, you can win unemployment.
And no microwave oven.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, Richard... What have we discussed this?
We discussed this. Are you going to swear about it, son?
No, I most certainly am not.
What are you going to say a dirty word? Are you going to say a curse word?
No.
Okay, so I can say anything to you, and you're not going to curse me back.
No, I'll curse you, just not with a swear.
Okay. So, Stephen, can you actually stop eating for 10 minutes? Is that something that's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about you? Can you?
Because you're a big fat bastard. Let's face it. Is that something you want to swear about?
Not particularly.
Because you're a bit chubby. You're big old chubby cheeks. You're like Father Christmas.
So says the man with a head like a bowling ball.
What do you mean? Yeah, only because there are like three holes in it. Two nostrils and a mouth.
A very large mouth.
Which you can get
too.
Your fingers into.
To be honest with you, you look like a sex doll.
What do you mean I look like a sex doll?
Well, two eyes... wide open.
Wow, yeah, I've got two eyes in the mouth. That's like a sex doll. It's not like every other person on the planet except for Cyclops. And that guy in the Twilight Zone who didn't have a mouth.
How did he eat?
I don't know, they quite ground it up and shoved it in his ears or something, I don't know.
In his ears?
Whatever.
Surely they put it up his nose so it would go into his throat.
I'm not a medical man. I'm not going to explain this to you.
Okay.
But all that tubes and ear feeding, that was also on Stockton's list of... sexual quirks.
Activities. Yeah.
Was he getting much action, did you see? Was there much interest in his profile on Gaydar?
He's had eight...
Matthew Stockton's profile on Gaydar, the gay social networking site.
He's had 8,000 people look at his...
I say gay social networking sites, not like any other kind of social networking sites. They're all pretty gay.
Really?
MySpace, gay. Facebook, gay. Match.com has a gay section.
Funny in that, because you...
Bebo.
Aren't you like... Aren't you a member of all of those?
Bebo gay.
Bebo gay?
Bebo gay.
Bebo gay.
Bewe.
Have you seen that?
Bewe.
Have you seen that? Bewe. Queen.
Ain't got no time for no monkey business. Bewe. Bewe. I get so lonely, lonely, lonely. Got to be some good times ahead. Freddie Mercury there, the flamboyant lead singer.
I think he would probably be glad that he died of the Queen. Bad AIDS hearing that rendition of his song. I almost dropped an F-bomb there.
That loving tribute. I thought...
did you see the face? My face kind of recoiled in. Nope, can't say it.
Well, I'm reaching into my bag of tricks to make you swear, and I know singing is one of those hot.
You do realise, though,
that make you swear.
That as soon as this comes off of air,
you're going to F and Jeff like a sailor on shore leave. I know it's going to be horrible.
I'm pretty much going to swear every other word,
particularly as we're volunteering at a primary school after this.
Yeah, and I'm quite glad actually awkward. That you can do it, especially now you're off the register.
Well, you know, fingers crossed, you know, the whole...
They won't recognise you now, you've had your hair and your facial hair cut off.
The fake ID and the haircut works, you know.
Esteban on train is your new name. That's your new name. That's
Esteban on train?
Yeah.
That's a mental name. Where did
you're
you come
a mental...
up with that?
I don't know, it's out the deepest reaches
Esteban
of my...
Esteban on
the
train?
No, Esteban on train.
It just sounds like you're being banned from a train.
Well, your name's Esther.
Wasn't trains also on Matthew Stogson's Gaydar profile?
I really don't know. I didn't actually take that much. I just looked at the pictures of him holding his lad.
Did he have his lad in his hand?
He did, yeah, with a great big smile like a Cheshire cat.
Oh, he's so self-satisfied about his genitals, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He is.
Every time I log onto Facebook or Hotmail, there's always like a letter or a note or a picture from Matthew Stogson just saying, look at this! Well, what do you make of this? Or, I can make this look like Walter Matthau's face. Groucho Marx. Churchill looking surprised.
Oh.
And I just think I'm just not heading that way, Stockton. Seriously. Mm. I mean, no matter how many pics you show.
He never shows me those pictures.
It never looks any better.
I have to kind of...
Well, he's not a chubby chaser, so he wouldn't be interested.
Well, he's after you.
Yeah.
You're basically painted into your clothes.
That's charming, isn't it? Everybody who knows me knows that I cannot afford food because I'm poor.
So, out of interest, we're going for lunch today with our lovely companion or our ex-companion.
Your fag hag is, I believe, the term.
Yeah. Sally White of Zippers Alterations and Repairs on Magdalen Street in Norwich.
That's a fine clothing alteration
Very
service
fine.
She runs. And dry
However,
cleaning.
The only thing I will say is the customer service could be a lot better. Mm. But other than that, it's great. We're going to meet her for lunch today, and
we are.
You are not going to eat.
I am going to order an empty plate and an empty mug.
Are you going to pretend to eat?
And I'm
going
to pray to my Lord Satan.
Okay.
To fill the plate and the mug for me
with Satan,
food,
it's pretty
I
much
going to
be some, some mucked up poo, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no. I mean, the good thing about worshipping Satan is it all kind of turns outwards, so other people will eat shit and I'll just eat good food. That's the thing about work.
Yeah, but then if everybody ate that,
that's the thing about worshipping God. You're meant to be happy with what you get. With Satan, you can ask for anything.
Yeah, but you have to give him your soul.
I was going to say, Satan, can I have like just a plate full of curly whirlies for dinner? And he's all like, yeah, Richard, yeah, why not? Curly whirlies? Fuck yeah.
He'd be like,
of course, Richard. Here is your plate of curly whirlies. Enjoy it while everyone else eats healthily.
He'll hold his horned hand over the plate and go,
Omdiba Mandiba. Jumba Surly Burly, make the plate full of curly whirly.
Curly whirlies.
What happens if you wanted to?
And then I'm halfway through, I've eaten like...
Is this as in chocolate curly whirlies?
As opposed to?
Curly whirly fries.
They're called curly fries, you fucking child.
Oh, right, okay. So
swear,
it's nice to see that you're...
Swear actually, back.
It just goes to prove, doesn't it? on this show, that all you do is you coax me into swearing.
I'm trying
then,
to, it's
and
not
then,
working.
And then, of course, you do this whole kind of,
Yeah, as soon as I'm
cool.
A hypocrite.
Yeah.
I can turn the airwaves blue, but as soon as somebody else tries it, it's over, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm halfway through eating a plate of curly whirlies that Satan has conjured up for me for lunch, and I decide, I don't like curly whirlies anymore. I'm like, Satan, what can we do about the situation?
Flake.
And he goes,
biggly, 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 plate full of bacon and eggly.
Bacon and eggs.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Worshipping Satan does have his upside.
Only problem is, though, he's constantly horny.
He is. He's a horny devil. Quite literally a horny devil. Wasn't there a photo of Stockton on Gaydar dressed as the devil?
As the devil. In fact, I
think... In full red body paint. Like the guy from Legend. With his one jutting horn pointing at the camera.
His trouser horn.
Caption on the photo read, "Come and get it, boys."
Come and blow my horn.
So you weren't even slightly tempted to reply to his profile? Or did you think that might be a cue?
I would fear that he would just ignore me completely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I fear rejection.
You fear rejection and snakes. That's true.
And
that's
I can see your cat going to the loo.
Congratulations. Might want to stop it while I deal with his situation.
No, he was having a wee. Oh, no, he was having a great big steamy pile of feces.
Ah. Should I deal with the situation whilst you pause the podcast, or I can go and deal with it while you speak about various things for a while?
You go and deal with that, and I'll...
I understand you've got a loving tribute plan to a flower of English youth who has passed on recently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that case, you may begin. I'll join you in a second.
Well, as you may or may not know, yesterday was Mother's Day. And I don't follow the news very often. I find it to be depressing and boring. But I found yesterday that Jade Goody died yesterday. Now, that is a tragedy for the whole world. I mean, everyone's going to be, you know, everyone's going to pretty much be mourning that, aren't they? Aren't they? I mean, you know, although she's dead, I have heard she's still making some money because she's due to be a guest spot on Most Haunted next week, which is going to be interesting. But I can't help but think, although she's dead, I really kind of, you know, in a way am satisfied by that, because now I can go into work and not see her face plastered all over every single paper, magazine and everything that there is. Although that probably will happen for the next few weeks.
Hey, Steve, how's your Natasha Richardson tribute going?
Yeah, Natasha Richardson.
Yeah, great loss. Great actress.
Great loss. You were speaking about seeing her Tig Old Bitties.
In the film Asylum. If anybody's interested in paying homage to this fine, beautiful, talented actress and also enjoys the female form, I can recommend Asylum, based on the Patrick McGrath novel.
Not as in to come over here and take all our jobs, Asylum, but more as in
the
film.
I don't mind that. That's cool.
Really?
Yeah, if they want to do it.
But then you won't have a job.
Yeah, I'll just stay in.
But then you won't be able to pay for anything.
I'll sign on.
The money will run out eventually.
Into the blue again, once the money's gone.
You know, I heard...
But no, very beautiful actress, and, you know, a great warning to us all that we shouldn't go skiing.
If
anything.
Snowboarding's fine, but skiing...
I mean, everybody's going on about how
that stuff
Jade
will muck you up.
Has saved us from cervical cancer. But nobody talks about the fact people are cancelling ski holidays in droves because of poor Natasha Richardson.
And her, excuse me.
Oh, charming. So, in essence, to sum up, goodbye England's Rose. That's what I always say. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, two women dead. That's how you get your jollies, is it, Steve?
Yeah, actually, it is.
Okay, why don't you swear about it then?
Why? Why should I need to swear? I don't feel the need to swear about it.
Okay.
I've made my point. It's
good,
been done.
Good boy. Good.
I also heard that it's 85% unemployment in the UK now. 80.
Think about that for a second, Stephen. Realise how absurd that figure is. This is like the chicken figure you told me
about.
No, earlier.
Honestly.
You do not understand.
It has gone up to
statistics.
85%. It has
so
risen to 85%. Not 80, it's not risen by 85%. It's risen to 85%.
So 85% of the population is unemployed?
Yeah.
Are you mental? Think about this.
Look, if you don't believe me, have
at
a
least
look.
Over 8 out of 10 people are unemployed. Is that what you're saying? Why are you wearing shoes with laces? How could you do that for yourself?
Because those are those
how
fake...
How could
you know those
dress
ones
yourself?
You know those ones that...
How could you have got here today with this level of brain capacity, thinking it's 85% unemployment? How does this happen?
I want you to check
Stand there while I talk at you for a while, because you're an idiot.
Like every other episode, then. With you just talking absolute ridiculous nonsense.
No, I want you to hear this, because at the moment, people are listening to this and saying exactly the same as me. How can you think this?
Fine, check it.
85%
It has risen to 85%. People on the dole has risen
Christ.
To 85% from 40% or whatever it was, or 68, whatever it was.
Are you drunk?
No, but you clearly are.
Yeah, but I'm still managing to realise what you're talking is bullshit.
Really? Oh, and also, you seem to have OD'd on the swears today.
Well, I've got to keep the level up for people who actually do enjoy swearing.
Oh, right. So when I do it...
Including, can I add, Barry Bethel, who...
It's not Barry Bethel! You're doing this on purpose so that I'll swear at you. You monging idiot.
Who left some lovely comments on our last podcast.
I didn't actually hear.
Thank you very much, sir. That's because you don't care. But he said it was another good episode.
Because of the swearing.
No, I think it's because of the sketches.
Okay, which we don't have any of this month. We decided that last month we'd had too many sketches.
Sketch heavy. Sample heavy.
Sample heavy. And we're basically, what we decided we're going to do is we're going to have alternate episodes of with sketches.
Possibly. We'll see how it works. We'll see how it works.
I think we should pretty much go this month without a sketch. And
Month
we do a sketch. And then next month we don't do a sketch.
Let's not plan too far ahead. Next month there will be a sketch. And the month after we'll freeform. Might be a special. Might do an Easter special.
Easter special. Who are we going to get on?
Easter Bunny.
Ah.
Going to get your Easter Bunny on to talk to you. Give you an egg. You want an egg? You want an egg, Stephen?
You stop looking at me.
You
like
want
that.
A chocolate egg?
You're looking at me as if you wish to have
chocolate eggs?
Yeah.
I love chocolate eggs.
I love chocolate eggs.
Which is your favourite Easter egg?
Cadbury's.
You're an idiot.
Well, Easter eggs are all the same. It's what you get with it. Every single Easter egg, dependent on what you get, is exactly
Cadbury's.
The same.
If you get it's like saying, what's your favourite car? And you say, Fiat. It's not a specific kind, it's just a
Yeah, but hang on.
Car.
What you're Yeah, but hang on. If you buy a flake Easter egg and a Dairy Milk Easter egg, the egg itself is exactly the same. The only difference is the packaging and the chocolate that you get with it.
When somebody asks what's your favorite Easter egg, they assume that you're talking about the whole package.
Not necessarily.
What is your favorite Easter egg?
I don't have one. However, I prefer the Cadbury's Easter eggs to the Nestle Easter eggs.
What about Thornton's though? That's good.
I don't really
that's
like Thornton's stuff. Chocolate because I find that to be very heavy.
Hotel
very...
Chocolat?
No, that's very expensive.
Yeah, it is, but it's good though. They're very good in Hotel Chocolat. They're so good they actually turned me down for a job last year.
They did that because they didn't want you to eat their stock.
That's very true.
Or
a bit porky.
Attempt to come on to the... ladies that work there, because it is predominantly ladies that work there.
They do. Women tend to work in chocolate shops. Thornton's, I went for an interview there, and it was all ladies. They don't hire men for
some reason.
Do you
reckon they do starfishes in there?
Starf issues?
No, starfishes.
Starf issues.
Starfish.
What do you mean? The staff have issues.
You have issues.
I have, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, I have issues of Empire
big
magazine.
Issues, because that's pretty much what you're going to be selling if you don't get a job soon enough. I mean, you're halfway there now with your port in the morning. I mean, what's going on?
I'm not getting up that early to sell magazines, seriously. I looked.
Well, these people live on the streets, so they're up pretty much all the time.
That's a good point, actually. They haven't got far to go to work, have they?
No, or home.
It's like they're sleeping in the doorway. My office is over there.
They go, where are you going for lunch? I'm going home. Go and sit in the doorway.
They probably see people walking past the station and think, got a long commute, sucker. Not me.
Cause you jobbed this.
30 seconds.
How much money do you reckon they actually get out of them?
I think last time I heard they earn about £24,000 a year. And a company car.
And a place by the river.
No, they get a company dog.
The big issue dog.
They can lease a dog from the big issue people. They're assigned one in the mornings when they pick up their magazines. They go, here's 20 big issues, here's your dog.
So just out of interest, here's your sleeping bag.
Here's your sleeping bag. Here's your
and here's your weird... makeup kit to make your fingers and face look disgusting.
Yeah, here's your weird knitted Mongolian cap that you all seem to wear because you're idiots.
That's like the ones with the ear things with the string that's coming off it.
So horribly bourgeois ethnic rubbish.
Do you know what makes me laugh? If I was to walk down the street dressed in a costume from someone on television, for example, like Superman, I would
Superman
for example. Superman or Batman or indeed anyone who wears a costume on television, people would look at me weird.
Superman, however, Batman,
mm-hmm. Wonder Woman,
Batman and Robin 2, Supergran.
Oh good lord, with her big old hat. Do you remember Mr. Majika?
I do.
You look a little bit like Mr. Majika.
I get that a lot, yeah.
With your little magic hair.
I can't walk out without people saying, "Oi, Majika.
Come over here and give us a wish."
Yeah, exactly.
I got a wish on my right hand.
Let me rub your magic lamp, see what comes out.
Magic lamp? He doesn't have a magic lamp.
No, that's a separate issue. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Mm, that's when you had Aladdin. Oh!
What were you talking? If you were walking down the road dressed as Superman or Batman,
people would make fun, yet you walk down a road dressed in one of those stupid hat things.
They would assume you're collecting for charity or something. Or
really?
You're going to a costume party.
Mm.
Wouldn't they?
Mm. What, during the day? Who has a costume party during the day?
Who drinks during the day?
Unemployed and you.
Yeah, why don't unemployed people have more dinner parties? Cause, I mean, they
because they can't
day.
Afford dinner parties.
They could
That's
have
something I've always
a
wondered.
A bit of light luncheon.
Why is it homeless people?
Unemployed people around for a little
a little dolly get-together.
For high tea.
What I don't understand is, how's the life treating you? Oh, it's absolutely great. Not getting up until 11:30 in the afternoon and then going down the road, signing on. Best £90 I've made all day. Kudos to you on this lovely tea. Oh, yes, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yes, and again, this life was brought to you by the British taxpayer, so God bless
you. Yeah, me,
for...
and all of you people out there who aren't employed.
They're listening to podcasts, it's a good chance they're unemployed.
Mm.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm, that's a good point.
Yeah, well done to you, lads. I'm one of you.
I'm looking forward to having myself a beer ski later on.
Where are we going for this?
Was it you that had that banana beer that time?
I have had banana beer.
Banana beer is good.
I'm pretty sure I just bought that somewhere rather than actually went to a pub and got
it. You can get it in a pub, though. I've seen it in a pub. And you can also get cider. You can get different color, different flavoured ciders as well.
Wow.
Like pear and all that.
I knew that already.
Okay, I didn't
fine.
Know
Copperberg,
that.
That's a good one. Mm. They do a pear one and a fruit. Or Saint-Jacques is a new one. I haven't actually tried that yet.
Mm. Where will they sell that?
Well, they might do it at a Wetherspoons chain of pubs.
Which is a job that I have actually applied for.
I know.
Yesterday.
In Ipswich.
Yes. That would be good, because if I get a job there, I could work Monday to Friday, and I would get money off of food, so when we went there, we could have food and get money off.
I'd rather spend a bit extra and get decent food.
Really?
No.
You go to the Slug and Lettuce in Norwich on a Monday where they give you 50% off and 50% off quality.
We should go there today.
We're not going there today.
That guy behind the counter, though, don't you?
He is a nice-looking lad, yeah. There's no way he's gay, though. Do you know he's gay?
Well, we didn't think Stockton was gay until we saw him flaunting his goods on gaydar.
Maybe he's not gay. Maybe he's just...
flapping it around like the last turkey in the shop window.
The sooner or later, the last turkey in the shop gets grabbed.
His pale, scrawny, hairless body cavorting across our computer screens like some obscene jack-in-the-box.
Like some strategically shaved ape with a sexual fantasy for cavorting its testicles into the face of mankind.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Somebody should put a stop to
it. Do chimpanzees have testicles?
Yes, you
that
idiot.
Hang all down?
Only the male ones do, though.
Well, obviously. But, I mean, do they hang down like ours? Or are they inverted like some others?
Well, let's go and find out.
Let's go and look.
That's a good place to wrap it up.
We will do that. You thought we would have found that with the old kind of monkey loop and banana story back in the old days of Radio Luxembourg.
Radio Luxembourg.
I kind of try and shut all that out. But we're about to go and find a chimpanzee who lives down the road at number 34. By the name of Colin.
Colin.
And we're going to go and check to see whether he has dangly testicles. And on that bombshell...
we'll bring you the results of that experiment
next month,
probably.
Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed this show.
Show.
It hasn't been as organised as it possibly could have been.
I liked it, though. I thought it went well.
Yeah, we'll do it. And we bid you farewell until next month. Goodbye!
Goodbye.